She is hard. Her voice screams callous and her touch raw. You think she doesn't care, but she does, and she always has. You mistook her tenacity for bitch. She is quick. She can time travel like you've never seen before. You saw her tomorrow and didn't realize because you were stuck in yesterday. You mistook her forward thinking for Detro. She is quiet. Her silence scares you because it makes you unsure of yourself. She compels you to swallow and taste your vices. You mistook her composure for judgment. She is vital. Her urgency in this room is undeniable. Your rejection of it only ensures that her visit maintains. You mistook her necessity for oppression. She is unseen. If you had to guess, she would be everywhere and nowhere. Her body is not contained to the visible realm. You mistook her presence for absence. She is radical. Her mind is bottomless, but not like oceans. Bottomless like Black history and Panther bullets. You mistook her revolutionary for hostility. She is secure. Her ego suffocates your inner zealous. You wonder who could be that home. You mistook her confidence for hubris. She is sweet. She is diligent. She is imperfect. She is voice. She is ready. She is now and then. If you asked her why she is always misunderstood, why she is a giver even when we are takers, she would tell you it is because she is a leader.
Thank you for joining me again this week for another podcast with Our Mirror's Reflections. COVID-19, what can I say? It has taken our country by storm. It has ripped families apart. It has ripped children away from their parents. It's just been one nightmare. That's the only way I can describe it. It's just a nightmare that we all want to wake up from. But the truth of the matter is this is going to go on for a little bit. And we just have to keep our heads healthy, our thoughts healthy. It's very hard to do when we are in the midst of it. But like every adversity that we have all faced, you know that you couldn't have gotten through that adversity if you didn't have hope, if you didn't have some form of faith that you were going to get through however you made it through to the other side. It was mind over matter. And I think when we think and when we sit down and we're still, I think what we all should be taking from this is what can we do different? So if we're ever faced with something like this again, because maybe it won't be, you know, a 9/11, maybe it won't be a COVID epidemic, but maybe it'll be something else. What can we all take from this? And I will say this, what I think we can take from it is being prepared. There are certain things that we should always have in our home that I found many was out there, you know, stocking up. You know, what if we didn't have a chance to go to the grocery store? What if everything just shut down immediately? You know, there's things that we should have. And I thought after 9/11 happened that people would have been more prepared than now. And of course, I think people forget. And I think that the story of this is don't forget. I'm not saying wake up every morning and think that something bad is going to be is going to happen or to be a pessimist. But what I'm saying is, no, be prepared. There's a lot of people out there that's living check to check. And it's a dangerous way to live. It's a dangerous way to live. I have been there. Who wants to be on the edge all the time? And it's something that I actually learned from my mom, who grew up poor, but never lived check to check, always put away for a rainy day. And I hope that is one of the lessons that people take. Don't live beyond your means and spend and spend and spend. And when something like this happens, you know, you could barely put food on a table. You could barely pay, you know, at least 2-3 months, you know, mortgage or rent in advance. So I really hope that this is not like shame on you or shame on me. This is things that we really need to talk about and have a real live conversation about. What did we do that caught us out there this time around? And what are we not going to do so this when this thing happens again or something to this effect or to this magnitude happens again, you would be sort of prepared, at least with your basics, things in your home, toilet paper, Clorox, you know, Lysol, whatever it is, enough food, enough canned food. There's certain things that you should have, enough cash on hand. God forbid the bank shut down. You know, there's certain things that I look at people, you know, on the news purchasing. I'm like, why don't you have these things? Why aren't you ready? Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. You know, and if there's maybe one or two things you have to grab, that's fine. But there were people buying up things and not leaving it for those who also need. That's another thing. We're not thinking about each other. And in times like this, that's what we should be thinking about, the next person. There was one couple I was reading in the paper that bought up all the meat in their store. Like, why would you do that? How much meat can you eat if it's just two of you guys? This is what I'm talking about. Not thinking about your neighbor. Not thinking about the next person that wants to eat, that needs food in their home. We need to really stop buying over excessively. It's not necessary, because whatever is going to be is going to be. Whether you believe in God or you, Allah, or whoever you believe in, it doesn't matter. It's going to be what it's going to be. It's already written. So let's be thoughtful to our neighbors. Let's really put things in perspective. We don't have any control over this. What we do have control over, it's us and what we do. And going out there gallivanting in the streets, we all need air. I've been going to the park to get my mental clarity and to be strong, because I have to be strong for my family. And I'm no good to my family if I'm mentally strung out, because a lot of us is mentally strung out right now. We're overloading our mind and our brain with, how am I going to pay the bills? How am I going to pay the car note? How am I going to take care of the kids? How am I going to buy? That would drive anyone crazy. And what we don't want is the suicide rate to go up. We really have to encourage each other, put out positive vibes, put out positive words, things. I understand there's some funny memes going on. I get it. Some people, we just got to laugh and joke. But let's also keep in mind, which I'm also reminding myself, there are people dying from this virus. There are families losing their husbands, their wives, their mothers, their fathers, their brothers, their sisters. It's very serious. And how we can help is by doing those basic things, washing our hands, which people should have been doing. But I have to tell you, I have watched and witnessed people go into the bathroom, use the stall, whether it was number one or number two, and go out there and grab the door and not wash their hands. Next thing, they're handling paperwork, open refrigerators. It's disgusting. It's nasty. And it's not thinking of thy neighbor. Whatever you do in your house is your business. But when you come into a public place, when you could put other people at risk, that's a problem. Now, I don't know what your mother, father taught you at home, but let this all be a lesson to all those who don't wash their nasty hands after leaving the bathroom. These germs have been passed around because of folks like you. That's why this is an epidemic, because you folks don't want to wash your hands. And it's something basic with soap and water for 20 to 60 seconds of washing your hands, cleaning under your nails. You ladies who want to have those long nails, you need to clean those nails, because they also harbor germs. So we need to really think, for the next epidemic, what did we do wrong in this one? And let's... Another thing I want folks that I found myself doing a lot of was consuming myself with the news, consuming myself with what's on Instagram and social media and Twitter, and reading all the newspapers online. It is doing you a disservice with your mental wealth. You're not adding any value. All you are doing is adding anxiety into your life. What I suggest, and what I've been doing to change this bad habit, is watching an hour of the news in the morning, preferably in New York City, New York State, where I reside,
because watching what's going on all over the world, not that I don't care, it's too overwhelming for my mind. It starts to make me think things that I should not be thinking at the time. You cannot control what's going on in China, Italy, or wherever else. You can't even control what's going on in your state. The reason why I say watch it in the morning and not at night, because what I find when I watch the news at night, my rest is sleepless. I'm tossing, I'm turning, and I gotta tell you, I know I'm not the only one, but ever since this has started, I have not slept well. And it has a lot to do with what I consume my mind with before I go to sleep. Before I hit my head hits the pillow, what was I doing prior? So we need to focus on the things that we can control and not on the things that we have no control over. What we can control is what we are reading, what we are watching, what we are listening to, and what are we doing with our time. This is a time that I say we should reset and we should reflect of what we did in the past that is now affecting our today. And so what we're going to change so we don't do it tomorrow. So if we ever face another epidemic or anything to this magnitude, we know exactly what to do and we would have prepared for something like this. Living from check to check is it is very dangerous. I've done it in the past when I was younger, and I'm so glad that I learned when I was younger not to do that. It's a very dangerous thing to do. And I want us to really show up and show out for those people who are out there really struggling, who are hard workers, who husband and wife work, you know, endless hours, and now their job has been diminished and they have no way of feeding their children or paying their rent. Those are the people that we have to show up for. No matter what little we give, it makes a difference. Let's think about those who are really suffering right now, who really right now they need some form of hope. There's a lot of people contemplating that I can't do this, that there's no reason to live anymore. And that's not the case. Whatever we can do right now to make a difference in someone's life who really needs it, we should be showing up. And we should be showing up without judgment. We really should. Another thing I want people to do, which you hear me say all the time, and something that I do with my clients a lot, is this is the time to get your phones out and to record yourself. I don't want you to play it back now. I want you to record whether you're feeling anxiety, you're feeling anger, you're feeling emotional, you're feeling stressed, you are just feeling at lost. A lot of us feel at lost. Where do I go from here? What do I do now? I want you to record all of that. Record all those emotions through your voice, on your recorder, on your phone. It's really that simple. We all have it. And just say how you feel. Just say how you feel, why you feel that way, what's causing you anxiety, what's stressing you out, what's your biggest worry. And I want you to play it after all of this is done. I promise you, you will be able to evaluate yourself in a way that you have never done before. Because you will see, wow, this is what I can do different. This is what I can control for next time. So I could make things a little bit smoother for myself and for my family. This is a time to reflect. This is a time to take accountability. This is a time to start writing down, what am I going to do different? What am I going to do different? What am I going to do different for myself? This is also a time to say, am I happy in the career that I'm in right now? Or you may be doing a career that you love, but it's not bringing you the income that you need to survive and to take care of your family. This is a time where everyone is in reflect mode. Everyone. I don't care how poor, I don't care how rich, everyone is being affected by this. And we really need to take accountability for our part, because that's all we can do. We can't take accountability for anyone else, but we can take accountability for our part. And this is a time to do that. It's very easy to throw in the towel and to give up. But let me just tell you, and let me remind you, all of us have faced adversity before and we got through it. I want you to dig deep down. Remind yourself of that adversity. How did you get past it? How did you get to the other side of greatness? Think about that. And it's going to take time for some of us and some of us it won't. But this is the time to really reflect. And without, you don't have to worry about what anybody else is thinking. This is between you, your recorder, your pen, and your book. Because only you are going to see it. Only you are going to hear it. But this is a time to self-reflect and be very honest with yourself. And sometimes the honesty, at least for me, has been painful, has made me angry at myself, has made me frustrated with myself. And it's okay to feel those emotions. But now, once you feel those emotions, what change are you going to make with it so you don't end up there again? I appreciate all your support. I know all of you, all of us is going through this together, but I want those out there who are feeling overwhelmed, overburdened, and they feel they have nowhere to turn. I want you to go to my website, andreapjackson.com. I want you to fill out a form and schedule a free session with me. And I want to help you work through this. This is not an easy thing to go through, and it's going to take a team. It's going to take a tribe to help each of us get to the other side. But I promise you, this will not last forever. We will all get to the other side. I want us to pray for those who have been lost and those that are suffering with COVID-19. We are thinking of you. We are thinking of your families.